and all the things that are going on around us. We all have our struggles. We all have our personal crosses to bear. But, Lord, we find comfort and we find solace in you. Dear Lord, we ask of you to help us as we strive in being the children that you want us to be. We ask of you to watch over us as we let our light so shine in your glory. Teach us to be more prayerful, Father, more loving, more kind, more benevolent, more appreciative, more holy. Remind us that the way of the cross leads home. Lord, we ask of you at this time to be with our speaker of the hour, Lalita Crenshaw. Please give her a ready recollection of what she studied. Lord, allow us to open up our hearts and our minds to be receptive of her. Our prayers are such that all will be shared will be pleasing and acceptable in your sight. In the precious name of Jesus, we submit this prayer and we ask all things. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Cheryl, for approaching the throne of grace on our behalf. Now we will have scriptures by Sister Beverly White.
Good evening, sisters. Tonight I will be reading 2 Timothy 1:5-7 from the English Standard Version Bible. And it reads, I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now, I am sure, dwells in you as well. For this reason, I remind you to fan into the flame of the gift of God, which is in you through the laying of my hands. For God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. Thank you, sisters. May the hearers and the doers be blessed by his word. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Beverly, for reading the scriptures. And now we will have a song of praise by Sister Terry White Greer.
You did not create me to worry. You did not create me to fear. But you created me to worship daily. So I'ma leave it all right here. My hands are raised because I surrender. Your will is what's best for me. I worship you because you're Jehovah Jireh. I bow before the King of Kings. I will trust in you, Lord, I will trust in you, Lord, I will put my trust in you. No more crying, no more complaining. I believe your word is true. I believe your word is true. Lord, you promised never to leave me lonely. So this is what I'm going to do. I will trust in you, Lord. I will trust in you, Lord. I will put my trust in you. You did not create me to worry. You did not create me to fear, but you created me to worship daily, so I'ma leave it right home right here. I must trust in you, Lord. I will trust in you, Lord. I will put my trust in you.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Tracy, for that wonderful, beautiful song. And now we have introduction of our speaker by Sister Vivine Mills.
Good night, sisters. It is my pleasure to... Good evening, sisters. Are you hearing me?
Yes, ma'am. We can hear you.
Okay. It is my pleasure to introduce to your speaker for tonight, Sister Lalita Crenshaw. She's a member of the Bird Street Church of Christ in Shelbyville, Tennessee. She has been a member of her Lord's body since April 1965 at the Green Street Church of Christ in Nashville, Tennessee, where she attended with her grandparents that raised her. She became a member of LPW in 2017 and began getting involved in the 100 Days of Prayer. Sister Crenshaw is also a member of the Welcome Team, the Health Team, and ESAF. She enjoys working in the Lord's body. Wherever there is a need, she has been a Ladies' Day speaker, youth worker, Sunday school, and Wednesday night Bible class teacher, and is presently youth worker and the facilitator of the Ladies' Devotion and Prayer Ministry at the Bird Street Congregation. She has 15 grandchildren, 2 grand dogs, and 8 great-grandchildren. The Lord is truly in the blessing business. I now introduce to some and present to others Sister Lalita Crenshaw.
Good evening, sisters. Would you pray with me? Oh, wise God, our Heavenly Father, I come to you tonight asking you to forgive me of my sins, so that as I deliver this lesson and prayer, that they won't be hindered. Thank you, Father, for health and strength and this opportunity to teach a lesson that may help someone tonight. Go with us through this Bible series tonight and through the month, that it gives you the glory and honor that you deserve. In Jesus' holy name, amen. I want to thank the admins for this opportunity to come to you with this lesson from the heart. And I want to thank all the participants that have done such an awesome job. Sister Lisa McIntyre for being the ultimate host and to weather the storm of technology. Sister Beverly White for our scripture reading. Sister Cheryl Anderson for such an awesome opening prayer. Sister Terry White Greer for that beautiful song of praise. Sister Vivine Mills for such a wonderful introduction, and Sister Tracy Crenshaw, who will be bringing us our closing prayer. For our first-time callers and visitors, you are our honored guests, and thank you so much for joining us tonight. I'd also like to thank my family and friends who have joined us tonight, and please don't let this be your first and last time with us. This month, our topic is God has not given us the spirit of fear. Sisters, before I get started, please bear with me. I went to the doctor today, and they think I have COVID. So if I start coughing, I will mute and come back. Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, nor fearful. John 14:27. You know, all of us may find our courage tested by the inevitable disappointments and tragedies of life. After all, ours is a world filled with uncertainty, hardship, sickness, and danger. Old man trouble, it seems, is never too far from the front door. When we focus upon our fears and our doubts, we may find many reasons to lie awake at night and fret about uncertainties of the coming day. A better strategy, of course, is to focus not upon our fears, but instead upon our God. God is as near as your next breath, and he is in control. He offers salvation to all his children, including you and me. God is our shield and our strength. So don't focus your thoughts upon the fears of the day. Instead, trust God's plan and his eternal love for you. And remember, God is good, and he has the last word. There are some famous people that had their opinion on fear. I have found the perfect antidote for fear. Whenever it sticks up its ugly face, I clobber it with prayer. That was said by Dale Evans Rogers. Our lives are full of supposes. Suppose this should happen, or suppose that should happen. What could we do? How could we bear it? But if we are living in the dwelling place of God, all these supposes vanish, and we shall be free from fear. Hannah Whitall Smith. The heart set to do the Father's will need never fear defeat. From Elizabeth Elliot. When once we are assured that God is good, then there can be nothing left to fear. Hannah Whitall Smith. His hand on me is the Father's hand, gently guiding and encouraging. His hand lets me know he is with me, so I am not afraid. Mary Morrison Suggs. And Beth Moore says, if a person fears God, he or she has no reason to fear anything else. On the other hand, if a person does not fear God, then fear becomes a way of life. Betsy Ten Boom says, the center of God's will is our only safety. Elizabeth Elliot also said, God is God. Because he is God, he is worthy of my trust and obedience. I will find rest nowhere but in his holy will, a will that is unspeakably beyond my largest notions of what he is up to. Beth Moore also says, an ongoing relationship with God through his word is essential to the Christian's consistent victory. And then Hannah Whitall Smith says, look upon your chastening as God's chariot, fit to carry your soul into the high places of spiritual achievement. And then when I go to God's word, I see that in Ecclesiastes 12:13, when all has been heard, the conclusion of the matter is fear God and keep his commands. Proverbs 14:27 says, the fear of the Lord is a fountain of life. Deuteronomy 13:4 tells us, you shall walk after the Lord your God and fear him and keep his commandments and obey his voice, and you shall serve him and hold fast to him. Then we see in Proverbs 15:33, respect for the Lord will teach you wisdom. If you want to be honored, you must be humble. So the fear for the Lord is a honor, and not an emotional fright. 1 Peter 2:17, honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. When you possess a healthy fear of God, he will guide you, your steps, and guard your heart. So, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7. God has told us over 400 times in his word not to be afraid. He tells us not to fear because he is in control. He is our refuge and strength. Christians are commanded in scripture not to fear, because we have God. Fear is often not even based on truth.
is based on false expectations, assumptions that will likely not even occur. Like the clever acrostic I ran across points out, false expectations appearing real. F-E-A-R. More importantly, fear forgets that God is God, but he is still in control. Let's look at some fears and scriptures to help focus on God in those or even in these times. The first one is fear of disease or global pandemic. We are there now with COVID. This is what the Lord says to me with his strong hand upon me, warning me not to follow the way of this people. Do not call conspiracy everything this people calls a conspiracy. Do not fear what they fear, and do not dread it. The Lord Almighty is the one you are to regard as holy. He is the one you are to fear. He is the one you are to dread. Isaiah 8:11-13. Then there's the fear of cancer. Oh, yes, sisters, I've been on that path as recently for the second time around as last week. But I did not fear the cancer. I knew that my God had control of it all. The scriptures say, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will upload you with my righteous right hand. Isaiah 41:10. Fear of life circumstances. We get thrown into so many things, and it seems that life is out of control. But now, this is what the Lord says. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the water, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Isaiah 43:1-3. Then there's the fear of religious persecution. Not so much in the States as it is in some other countries, but we as Christians do face religious persecution sometimes. Mine started as a young girl in school. I was called names like church girl, or don't ask her to go because she has to go to church. Have some of you been there? Well, what about as an adult? When coworkers were planning activities to do together and the innuendos were thrown your way because of your religious conviction. Well, scripture says, hear me, you who know what is right. You people who have taken my instruction to heart, do not fear the reproach of mere mortals or be terrified by their insults. Isaiah 51:7. But even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear their threat. Do not be frightened. 1 Peter 3:14. Fear of loneliness. Ladies, when my husband died in 1998, I encouraged my children to stay close to me because I was not sure how I would handle being alone. But scripture taught me, have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Joshua 1:9. So that will help my loneliness, and I may need a little more fervent prayer, but I know he is there. Fear of bad news. Surely the righteous will never be shaken. They will have no fear of bad news. Their hearts are steadfast, trusting in the Lord. Their hearts are secure. They will have no fear. In the end, they will look in triumph on their foes. Psalms 112:6-8. Fear of sudden disaster. Have no fear of sudden disaster or of the ruin that overtakes the wicked. For the Lord will be at your side and will keep your foot from being snared. Proverbs 3:5-6. Fear of anxiety. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4, 6 through 7. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your heart be troubled, and do not be afraid. John 14, 27. Then there's fear of being confused and overwhelmed. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. 2 Timothy 1, 7 says, for the spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. Another translation reads, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. There are many things in this life that will tempt us to fear. Our world is facing one right now as the coronavirus is making its second round of havoc as a global pandemic. God, however, has told us over 400 times in his word not to be afraid. He tells us not to fear because he is in control. He is our refuge and strength. He is our help in times of trouble. If you have ever flown on an airplane and experienced turbulence, the pilot and or flight attendant have undoubtedly reminded you to, number one, take your seat if you're standing, and two, fasten your seatbelt. God's word tells us to do metaphorically the very same thing in times of fear and turbulence. Psalm 46, 1 through 3 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling, be still and know that I am God. God has not given us the spirit of fear. In times of trouble, God says, be still, take your seat, and know that I am God. Fasten your seatbelt. To paraphrase Psalm 46:10, it's saying, take time to be quiet and remember who I am, to remind yourself that the character and attributes of God are similar to fastening your seatbelt, spiritually speaking. The turbulence may continue, but you are still secure. It is only through Scripture applied to our heart by the Holy Spirit that we receive the grace to trust God in everything. I want you to find rest from the weariness of worry and the plagues of doubt and fear. I want us to be a distinctive people, a people who step out in faith, even when the future is fuzzy, people whose lives reflect a quiet peace and calm assurance because we have cultivated perfect trust in God. I hope that I have said some things that make us think long and hard on the spirit of fear as not being an attribute of a child of God. Sisters and ladies, I'm going to use this harness opportunity to offer you my God. You see, God wants us to obey him to a fault. He wants us to trust him to a fault. He is our shield of refuge. 2 Samuel 22:31, Psalm 7:10 and 13. Psalms 18:35. He only asked us to do just a few things to get us in a better relationship with him. First, you must hear the good news about Jesus, Romans 10:17. Then you must believe that Jesus is the Son of God and that he is gone to prepare your place in Zion, Hebrews 11:6. Next, you must repent of your sins, Acts 2:38. Next, confess that Jesus is the Son of the Most High God, Matthew 10:32. And then you must be baptized for the remission of your sins, Acts 2:38. Once you have been baptized, you are now standing before God to make those life choices that he's planned for you. Oh, yes, that relationship builder needs another element. How many of you know what that element is? Prayer. It is essential for your relationship with God to have a path of communication with the Most High God. Prayers develop from the mind and spoken through the mouth. It is through that speaking you engage angels on assignment. Know that the Holy Spirit is not producing power by your thoughts, but by your spoken word. This is the word of God spoken through your mouth. The effective and effectual prayers of the righteous avail much when the prayers involve the whole of your being. These five steps in continuous prayer are tools for you, for your God experiences. Now, for those of you that have done the first five steps to have a solid relationship with God and you fail from his grace, the Bible says in James 5:16, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So if you need prayer for something that you have done or omitted in your service, don't be ashamed to ask for forgiveness and prayer. And we as your sisters would be glad to stand in the gap and pray for you. Thank you for the opportunity to speak to you and most of all for being before me to love and you to love. Sisters, I'm probably as not as long as I should have been, but fall out here in a few minutes. So thank you, and I pray that God blesses each and every one of you and keep you safe. Don't be afraid. Know that he is God.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Lalitha, for some encouraging spiritual food on this Friday night. And now we will have closing prayer by Sister Tracy Crenshaw. Hello?
Sorry about that. I couldn't get my phone off of mute. Sisters, let's go to God in prayer. Father God, I come to you tonight asking you to forgive us for all our sins and shortcomings, Father. Father, I'm asking that you watch over us as we go out throughout the night and continue to bless your name and worship you, Father God. As we lay our heads on our pillows tonight, Father, we ask that you just cover us, watch over us, and lead us into the next morning. Father God, we know that there are several people that are suffering with the COVID-19 as well as other illnesses. Father, we ask that you continue to heal them. Give them strength to make it through. Father, we also thank you for the word that Sister Lalitha Crenshaw has given us tonight. It has blessed probably many souls, Father. We thank you for giving her the gift to be able to speak to us through you. We ask that you just continue watching over us as we end this service. In your Son, Jesus Christ's name, pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Tracy Crenshaw, for closing us out in prayer. And now we will have remarks from our admin. And Sister, I want to say this before I start on calling the name. Sister Bridges White said she is on the call, but she won't be able to make any comments because she's not feeling well. So let's keep her in prayer. Now we will have remarks by Sister Jan Goosey. Is she on the line? Okay. Well, next we will have remarks by Sister Dorothy Rouse Jenkins. Hello?
Lisa.
Okay.
Lisa, and can you hear me?
Okay, Jan probably can go now. Y'all had us on mute.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
I was talking.
That's not me doing that now. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You're supposed to go. But go ahead, Jan.
Yeah, good evening, sisters. Thanks for hosting, Sister Lisa. Beautiful program tonight. To all our program participants, you did a fantastic job. And also to our first-time callers, we want to welcome you to our Friday night Bible series and pray that you come back again and again. Sister Lolita, you did a fantastic job tonight kicking us off with our theme for this month. God has not given us a spirit of fear. Mm-hmm. So I thank you for the focus areas that you provided for us, Nova, some good points about the fear of cancer, the fear of the pandemic, fear of life. We all have some type of fear that we carry it in our thoughts and in our spirit. And so I thank you so much for just telling us and showing us in the scriptures how we shouldn't be afraid, that God is in control and he helps us in the time of our troubles. No matter what we're facing, God is right there for us, and we don't have any reason to fear when we put our faith and trust in him. And I like how you gave the example about the plane and the turbulence on the plane and how the pilot would tell you to take the seats and buckle up. Well, that's what life is about. Life is full of turbulence, and we do have to take our seat sometime and just buckle up and get ready for the ride. And so I thank you so much for just all the points that you brought, the nuggets that you brought, and I will add them to my repertoire so that, you know, I know that when I'm facing different situations, I know that I can trust God and know that he is in control of everything. So thank you so much for a beautiful lesson. May God continue to bless you. I pray that you will be well very soon, and that it's not COVID that you're having to deal with. May God bless
you.
Well, thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Jan. Now, Sister Dorothy Ralph Singer.
Okay. Good evening, sisters. Thank you, Sister Lisa, for hosting our Bible series on tonight. You're doing an awesome job. I want to say thanks to all of our program participants. Thank you for making our program a beautiful program on tonight. And to Sister Lolita, I want to say that your lesson was very encouraging on fear. You gave many examples of different types of fear, and you gave a lot of supported scriptures on fear. What I take from your lesson is that, number one, we should not fear, because we know that fear is of the devil. It doesn't come from God. And number two, we should put our trust in the Lord and not lean to our own understanding. And the third point, we must be assured that God is in control. He is our ultimate help, and he wants us to be still as we're going through a lot of fear so that we can see him working in our lives. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Next, we will have remarks by Sister Sharaka Melson.
Yep. Thanks so much for hosting, Sister Lisa, and thanks to everybody on the program. You did an awesome job. And if we have any first-time callers, I want to welcome you to the call, and please invite you back each and every Friday night. We're here doing the same exact thing with different speakers. Oh, right. Sister Crenshaw, I could hear a little rattling, baby, and I was like, Lord, I pray she, you know, go on, get through and make it through, because I could hear a little something going on with you, and I'm definitely holding you in my prayers, you know, making sure everything is okay. But your lesson was beautiful and powerful. One thing that I took, Jan kind of took my example of turbulence. She loves to take somebody's thoughts. I had to whoop her. But one thing that I really wanted to, you talk about
how if we have, God doesn't give us the spirit of fear, but if we have that obedience, if we have that obedience and understanding, and what my mind went to is this, just to kind of spin it, and as you made my mind spin to sometimes we, well, not sometimes, all the time, what we're needing to be fearful of is understand that God is real, and if we don't get ourselves together and be obedient, we're going to have to worry about where we're going. You know, that this lesson really put things into perspective of understanding that we must be obedient and that we must listen to the things in the Bible and everything that, and keep ourselves abreast of studying. So as you were doing this lesson, I was just taking self-inventory, like all this stuff and all this huffing and puffing that we ain't scared of, you know, and we shouldn't be. But it's a lot of things that we need to take heed to, because we know God didn't give us the spirit of fear, but we better be scared of him if we not doing what he say to do. And I just kept, that was a reoccurring theme as you were speaking, and I thank you for bringing me back to understand that God is God, and he'll, you know, put us where we need to be if we don't do what we're supposed to do. Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen. Next, we will have remarks by Sister Natissa Thompson.
Oh. She wasn't going to be able to do an announcement. She's in a loud place.
Oh, okay. Okay. Thank you, Sister Rosa. Well, next, we will have remarks by Sister Katrina Stafford.
Good evening, sisters. Thank you so much, Sister Lisa, for hosting on tonight. And just want to thank all the program participants for an awesome job. And just want to thank the first-time callers. If we have any first-time callers, please know that you are our most honored guest. Sister Lalita, just want to thank you for another powerful lesson on tonight.